Hi, everybody. This is Dawn Mitchell, and welcome to Dawn of Sports. We have a great podcast for you this week. We have Sloan Martin and Matt Collar. And if you have been paying attention to anything going on Vikings-wise or women's basketball, you've heard both of these names. Sloan Martin, play-by-play, Big Ten Network, also with Minnesota Lynx. And Matt Collar, who owns Purple Insider. They're also a power couple, married, living here in Minnesota. It's going to be amazing. So please stick around for this really fun conversation. And right now, we have a word from our sponsors.
Beta Bay Boat Club offers a limited number of season-long memberships in our private club and half-day or full-day pontoon boat rentals on Lake Minnetonka. Members have the opportunity to play on luxurious pontoon boats, as well as a variety of well-appointed deck boats, speed boats, and offshore boats. Our daily pontoon boats are deluxe, custom-built boats with many amenities and comfortable seating for up to 14 people. Beta Bay Boat Club, Country Club Boating, 24 years in business and voted Minnesota's best 3 years in a row. Please visit us at betabayboatclub.com for more information. We look forward to welcoming you this summer.
Ready for a women-forward car dealership? Rudy Luther Toyota empowers their many women on staff in sales, management, and service. Whether you are looking for a new Toyota or pre-owned vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota has something for everyone. Every vehicle comes with a Luther Advantage. 10 cents off fuel and car wash discounts at holiday stations, Luther Advantage warranty, and 5-day return policy on pre-owned vehicles. Located just 5 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis, off 394 and General Mills Boulevard. And they're also hiring. Want to join the team but don't know where to start? Visit RudyLutherToyota.com today.
Well, this week, I'm really excited to talk to this couple. I've been wanting to get them on for a while. One of the things I love doing is highlighting very talented, strong, talented couples as well as just individuals. So today we have Sloan Martin and Matt Collar. Now you have heard those names. Sloan Martin, of course, a very, very talented play-by-play broadcaster, also has been a radio anchor. She is a reporter. She does it all. If you've been watching any of the Caitlin Clark basketball games on Big Ten Network, you have heard her call the games. And Matt Collar, who is the awesome owner, podcast host, reporter, and who does it all for Purple Insider. And you also heard Matt on the radio, 1500 ESPN, Score North, that was on KSTP. So to call them a power couple, a married couple that has this kind of clout is awesome. So thank you both for coming on our podcast today. This is going to be fun.
You know, Dawn, I know you're a reporter, but maybe you should switch to PR after the introduction you just gave us. Thank you so much for having us on, Dawn.
Oh, I love it. I love it. When we had Ron Johnson and his wife Shawnee on, and I just think that there were so many talented also couples in addition to individuals here in Minnesota. And when you start going down, it's like, oh, all right, we see Matt. I see Sloan. Oh, there's Sloan. And then you start thinking about, wow, the people that Minnesota has, just the talent pool and just also awesome human beings, by the way. I just think sometimes you just need to be celebrated. So thanks for coming on. I'm going to start first, Sloan, because it's such a hot topic to women's basketball. You were a player in college. You've been doing this for a long time. You've seen the struggles. You've heard Cheryl Reeve kind of just scream it from the mountaintops. Like, the talent is there. We just need to get the eyeballs on this sport. What a year, huh?
Yeah, it's been a really tough time for the who cares and the get back in the kitchen crowd. Hopefully they're doing okay at this time because they're taking a lot of L's. But it still is something that is hard for me to completely wrap my mind around because I see the crowds and the TV ratings and it's like, is this even real? And it, you know, obviously so much of it centers around Caitlin Clark in Iowa, but it's all over the country, South Carolina, LSU, places sending attendance records all over the place. I was at, you know, a couple games at Indiana. They had fantastic crowds. So even kind of outside of that really big spotlight, we're seeing just tremendous numbers and support that for me is like a lifelong fan, someone who feels like this sport is in my blood. It is my passion. It still is, you know, a fantastic thing to absorb over and over again.
Yes, because when Dawn Staley said, hey, listen, I know, thank you, we're the champions, but I just want to give a shout out to the GOAT, that also shows kind of the bond that is going on, that yes, I can see what she's done for the greater good, but also our team's really good. You know, we won this, we're undefeated, that when you have that level of competition, you have people saying for the game before the championship game, like, UConn was robbed on that play, you know, when people are debating and showing the sportsmanship that only has been reserved many times for the man's sport, I also think that's another sign that sports has arrived for women.
It absolutely has. Even if it's like the most ridiculous or inane topic, it's like, yes, this is exactly the kind of attention, the water cooler talk. Matt and I actually were visiting Los Angeles recently, where I'm from, and we were in a vintage guitar shop, just random, really kind of boutique place for a specific kind of customer. And the guy who owns the shop was talking with another customer about how upset he was. He's a big Caitlin Clark and Iowa fan. It was just, I couldn't think, and I told Matt this, I feel like I couldn't even think of a time in my life where we just overheard a conversation like that, where someone was just casually talking about the game, a women's basketball game, a huge one from the night before. And it was kind of a surreal moment for me in that regard, too. Someone who's trying to sell us our windows, talking about how he enjoyed watching her play, too. So I still count those moments as like, whoa, this is a big, big time. And I have often compared it as a very millennial comparison, but it feels like how I grew up with like the Spice Girls, with that 99 U.S. women's soccer team, and just the fervor that was surrounding both of those groups, and how great it was, honestly, to be a young girl during that time. So I hope that this is just a really special time, not just for those young girls, but those young boys too, who want to wear number 22, who want to shoot like Caitlin and play like her and all the other players that they see across the board.
Yeah, Matt, it is kind of cool because I know you and Sloan talk professionally about it, and you've been around it too. But for the male perspective to be like, well, I know people in the business have been talking about women's hoops, and we know Lindsay Whalen, and you know there's Candace Parker, and you can go down the line. But when you're in that guitar shop with Sloan and you're hearing like just some random dudes talk about this big game, how does that make you feel as a guy that has covered it professionally? You've seen what your wife has been through, and now to get to this moment.
Yeah. And also, I am a Lynx season ticket holder, by the way. I think it was Chad Hartman called me a women's basketball OG. So I guess I have
a deserving title. Honestly, it's true.
Yes.
You can back it up.
It is. And we've been together. We met in college. So we've been doing this for a long time, going to women's basketball games. She was calling women's basketball, you know, girls basketball out of college for high school games and things like that. So we have followed this game closely. In fact, we took a road trip one time to Syracuse because we were living in New York at the time to watch Maya Moore play for UConn. Wow. Live in person. And I think we were there with about eight of our closest friends. Now the Syracuse women with their star Deja Fair have huge crowds, which is great to see.
We also took another trip to see Elena Deladon when she was playing in New England. So we OG fans.
It's also really been a big part of our relationship is following this sport. And I guess there's a part of me that's a little conflicted, Dawn, because I want to ask everyone, where you been? This is not new. I mean, UConn
exactly.
Was, you mentioned the conversation and how it's quickly changed over the last year here. But I recall once upon a time, the only thing that ESPN could come up with to talk about the UConn women's success was, are they too successful? Is it bad for basketball that they're winning too much? Which, of course, you would never hear about the Kansas City Chiefs winning too many Super Bowls or
exactly.
Something like that. And I guess there was a part of me that, in a way, to see it turn into almost football conversation where it was arguing over whether Caitlin is the GOAT or not. I went, wait, do I want this discussion? Because it drives me nuts sometimes with football, how we do it every Monday in the Monday morning quarterbacking. But I think it especially has been great to see, though, as it pertains to Sloane's career, because she won't brag for herself, so I'll brag for her, that she did two Caitlin Clark games this year, one on Fox and one on Big Ten Network, that set network records for viewership.
Yes.
And so even though I'm like the guy who liked the indie band that got big and started playing stadiums, and I'm saying I knew them when they were playing clubs, even though I am that guy, I also think that now it's highlighting so many talented athletes, so many talented broadcasters, journalists who have been grinding away covering this sport without a whole lot of clicks or attention, that now, you know, I saw the Washington Post tweet out that six of their top eight stories on sports were women's basketball. So I think it's going to have a really long-term effect. And I also think of, you know, when I was growing up and how much sports means to you at a certain age, and that sticks with you, all the people, all the kids who were 12 years old who watched this, and how this will stick with them for a very long time. So yeah, it is quite the revolution. And I guess for me, it's shocking how quickly it kind of happened after a slow build, but overall a great thing for women's sports.
Well, Matt, before I get to your accomplishments, you touched on something that's awesome that I wanted to talk about. Everyone thinks, look at the success that Sloane has, and oh my God, Matt has his own Purple Insider business, but it doesn't happen overnight. You have both seen each other kind of have to, like, I think you mentioned years ago on a tweet, and it still is in the back of my mind, because you did the brag for your wife, which I have loved, you always supporting your wife, but you're like, I've watched her Western New York driving out in the sticks to cover games, and now this is when she was doing the Lynx play-by-play. And you're like, now she's doing the Lynx play-by-play. And now you see her at National. And then the same for you, Sloane, with Matt. Just coming up in this business together, knowing what you've been through, and people now are thinking you're like overnight successes, or, you know, wow, how did that happen? Well, it comes from years of toiling and doing the other hard work, doesn't it?
That's exactly right, Dawn, it's a really, I think, special and unique thing that we have been there side by side, step by step, for the entire journey, from working at a college TV station and wondering, is this the right direction for me, through making career decisions, through moves, through nights where you're wondering, you know, is this going to work out for me, and needing those pep talks and needing that voice that you trust over and over again with that kind of reassurance and support. You know, over 15 plus years, that is what we've been, wow, you know, for each other. And, you know, I can talk about, you know, on Matthew's behalf, where it's like, I just feel like I knew from the very beginning, from the first time I read, heard him speak, first of all, heard him be right the first 10 straight times about, you know, sports predictions, and just in awe of his knowledge and how intelligent he is overall, but especially about sports. But even from the first column in the Brockport Stylus.
That was my college. No one's ever heard of it.
Is that New York, you know, right? Is that SUNY?
Yes, SUNY, yeah, yeah. SUNY Brockport. Go Eagles.
Golden Eagles.
Golden Eagles.
Yeah. But that early on, being like, oh, this is like an extraordinary talent right here. And then it's just been kind of taking the steps along the way together, thinking about both of each other first and foremost. There's never been, you know, it's been kind of that equal pull, that equal partnership, and things have changed back and forth. And sometimes one of us would make more money than the other, and it would just kind of fluctuate, but we just did it together. And, you know, there are times, Dawn, where it wasn't easy. Like, we were living for a couple of years in a really small city in the middle of nowhere off a major highway. And we were in a rent control situation where, for a family of two, I believe our income combined was capped at like $48,000 in order to apply.
Yeah, you couldn't live there unless you made almost no money. That was the...
Right.
So
full-time journalist, yeah, right here. Yeah. Something to think
there
about.
There you go, but, right? It's so glamorous.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I think about moments like that now, living in a city that we love, in a top 15 market, and really seeing those early seeds completely, you know, blossom and come to fruition.
Yeah, for me, all of her success is more enjoyable than anything that I do by a lot. And part of that is, I mean, obviously, because this is my life partner, so that's a big part of it. But the other part, too, is that for someone like myself, a loud person who's halfway decent at writing, The journalism industry just says, come on in, white man, let's be your best friend. But with women, it's a lot harder. It's a lot more of a battle. And I remember it always stuck with me that there was a small radio station who wouldn't hire Sloan to do football games because they thought she didn't know football. And it's not like they asked. They just thought that that was the case. And so it's always more of an uphill battle for women in the industry. And I've seen that really up close of how you have to be better. You have to prove yourself first that you know sports and you know all about this, Dawn, before you can get respect from people who are doing the hiring or whatever. And she was working at a local news station and tried to get them on board with doing a sports podcast. And I think it was the same battle of, well, does Sloan really know sports or whatever, which is absurd, obviously, because she played sports and it's, you know, her entire life. So it's been more of that fight for her, I think, at every step of the way. And there have been a lot of times where it has to be just keep going, just keep fighting. And we're going to, you know, make this work whatever way we can. Just don't give up and keep going. And so now to see her doing Caitlin Clark games in front of a million viewers, it's just super rewarding. And also she mentioned being right. Well, I wanted to be right on her too. I believed it. I believed it from the first time I heard her broadcast. I remember I was at a friend's house and I was showing him the girl I'm dating. She's a broadcaster. Check this out. And we were both watching a YouTube video from early YouTube and saying, you know, she's pretty good. I think she's actually got some talent. So to see that come to fruition is really special for me.
And, you know, Matt, I don't want to, I think this term is overused and I don't want to call you a unicorn, but I just want to give you a shout out of appreciation. And one of the reasons I also wanted to do this podcast was to highlight men who also support women and that we women can't do it without men like you. And I know you're kind of like kicking the dirt, aw shucks, but it's true. There was a guy I dated who's a fantastic person, actually. And I'm very thankful for him because he put it into words. He said, I just can't progress with this because you do what I want to do and you emasculate me. Wow. And he didn't say it mean though. Like, I adore you. You're a good person, but he's telling his shortcomings. So I remember thinking, wow, what? That I thought that was just kind of like a theology or an ideology in the sky that men are emasculated by women who do sports, but it's real. And he put it into words and okay, I guess I'm not going to date this guy anymore. They exist out there. So the fact that not only professionally you support, but emotionally and personally to do that, not all people can do that. So that is a shout out. And Sloan, you mentioned it. Sometimes one person might have made more money. You know, there's a power shift. There's an ebb and a flow. And not everybody is comfortable with that. And the power shift, people think it's not always money. Like if your combined is 48,000, we've all been there. I remember, you know, I'm living with five girls in Boston, like eating ramen noodles and going food shopping at my parents' house. Right. Cause just so we could all eat, for my first few years in journalism, but to have the support and the relationship and to have the, I don't want to say it is selflessness, like to not have that ego about it. Cause someone would be like, well, I can't have my wife making more money or I can't have her being perceivably more successful at this time, or I need to do something. You see it in Hollywood all the time. You know, there's that power struggle. So I always say, I just want to give a shout out and a kudos to you as a person. Cause that's
interesting because I feel like a complete boss every time my wife does something awesome. And you mentioned on Twitter, I always brag about it because I'm like, look at me. Like, look what look who I was able to get to marry me, this awesome, successful woman. So I guess it's different. I guess it's part of my ego to, have her as my wife. But, you know, that is really sad, that story that you told there. And I hate that for you, that your success.
It just happens, right? We all know that word.
Yeah, I know. It's just, but that shouldn't be how it is. But we had a discussion really early before any of us or either of us did anything successful, where I said, you know, we're in this together. So everything that you do is what I do because we're a partnership. So if you are broadcasting a game that has a million viewers, as she did this year on Big Ten Network, I feel like I did it. Like, I hit that home run. I was at the plate with you crushing it out of the park that entire time, because it's always been that partnership. And I feel like if you're a woman and you have someone with you who doesn't feel that way, then you should move on, because that's how it needs to be, I think.
Yeah. And this is, I think it takes Dawn a special kind of confidence and security. And maybe that is not, high concentration amongst other people or potential partners. And, you know, that's what I'm lucky to have here, is that Matt is extremely good, talented, successful. So there's never been this threat about being overtaken, and then just being an extremely, you know, grounded person, where we've always had that trust, and there's never been this like struggle or anything. It, like, you know, I use that phrase, like, step by step together. It's been that way 100% of the time. And I remember too, so we are also big fans of the Golden Girls, the show from like the 90s. The same thing happened to one of the stars of the show, Bea Arthur, who plays Dorothy, who was an incredibly accomplished actress on stage and on TV. She was a singer, actor, dancer, all of the above. And that ended up hurting her marriage too, right?
Yeah, I think her husband was jealous of her success because he was a playwright or something, or wrote movies, and didn't stay with her because of that, which again is just sort of sad. I don't know why you wouldn't view it as both. I mean, for me, Dawn, I never growing up had very high expectations for myself. So I just think everything that happens successfully is hilarious, including her marrying me. It's like, this is great. So I'm not going to screw that up.
Well, let me tell you, we're giving you your flowers right now, because I've known you for a long time now, and I am so proud of your Purple Insider. And if any of you are Vikings fans out there listening and you do not subscribe to Purple Insider, you're missing out, because Matt, kudos to you. The podcasts are phenomenal. The articles are fantastic. Whenever I see Substack, I'm like, I'm digging. And this is just the latest, jewel in your crown of broadcasting. So how has that been going for you? And it's crazy now, I know, with the draft coming up and just a little bit and everything going on, how you juggle everything. That's amazing to me, because at all the availabilities, now you have other people working with you and for you. That's been great for me to see.
Yeah. If people don't know the story, I moved here with Sloan, obviously, to take a job at 1500 ESPN covering the Vikings. And that was in 2016. And then in 2020, when the pandemic hit, they more or less shut down the entire station and fired everyone except for three people. And so I kind of had a decision. Do I try to move somewhere else? But we love it in Minnesota, and it's really good to be a part of Big Ten Network in Minnesota, because, you know, obviously the Gophers are in the Big Ten. The Big Ten studios are in Chicago. It's not very far away. So we didn't want to try to go somewhere else. And I also was doing a dream job for me, covering an NFL beat. I didn't want to change that. So on the day that I got let go, Jeff Anderson from the Vikings called and said, hey, if you start your own thing, your own website, whatever, then we'll keep giving you your credential, the same credential I'd had from 2016 to 2020.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
That made the decision for me. So, which was an incredibly classy move by them. They did not have to do that. There are a lot of teams that do not have independent journalists like myself that are credentialed. It's only you special people who work for television networks and so forth. So the fact that they did that allowed me to start the newsletter and to start a podcast that was essentially just my radio show. And at first I wasn't sure, is this going to work or whatever? But over the last 4 years, I have been able to make it into a full business. As you mentioned, I have a producer, I have contributors, Brian Murphy is a part of it, who we all know, formerly of the Pioneer Press during the season. And it's just been really rewarding to do it for myself, kind of do it my way. And yeah, it is a lot of work for sure, but I take the same mentality where this is the job that I always wanted to do. So I'm going to do everything that it takes to make it the best. And also, just I have to shout out Vikings fans who supported this thing from the start. They are an incredible bunch. because, again, they have lots of resources. They've got multiple newspapers here in town. They've got the radio station. They've got Vikings Entertainment. They've got the TV. And, you know, they still take the time to listen to me. So it's been kind of a journey and a lot of trial and error to make it work. But now that the plane is up in the air and flying, I kind of just am doing the same job that I've always done, covering the team. And it's just, you know, a really good time.
Sloan, how proud are you of Matt to say, hey, I'm going to do this and I'm going to try to get my own business off the ground and just to see how it's going right now?
Yeah, Matt has been, you know, throughout this entire process, and I still remember walking into the house that day and getting the news and how kind of terrifying that was. I think of the resilience and the fearlessness and the confidence that he has just always exuded, but seeing it here in a pretty scary moment was, just unmatched for me. And I have been, of course, incredibly proud. Also, him being a published author at this point, too, and all the work that I saw go into that, the original reporting, the interviews, the trips, how he poured all of his energy into making something was extremely rewarding for me, too. Because as he said, when things happen to each other, they happen to us, and you can celebrate it in the exact same way with the exact same enthusiasm. So that's what the last couple of years have been for me. I mean, I always see it as, I wonder, I just know the number of journalists that honestly would want to be in his position is really high, where you are not beholden to bosses, to editors, to corporate stuff. Uh-huh. And that's a giant umbrella. Everyone should know what I'm talking about.
I'm sure Fox 9's bosses are great, though.
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm sure they're great. Many other
they
places.
Are, but and the I commitments are right there. I know what you're saying, right? Like the decisions
yeah,
aren't
the
yours.
The whole umbrella, the whole process, and, you know, everything that goes along with that. And to see him just thrive like this, to have the kind of following because of how hard he works, the knowledge that he has. And I think that's something that has always really bound us together has been dedication to doing this, this kind of obsessive even drive from the very beginning to be the best, to know the best, to put the work and the hours in that has fueled each other, but also has just been always an accepted part of things where you have to finish something up at, you know, 11 o'clock at night, or you're just starting something late at night, but you got to get it done. Like, that's just a normal and accepted thing. So to see that hard work really pay off like this, to have multiple streams of income, to be such a strong and versatile kind of journalist is just not something you see a lot.
Well, I am just in awe of both of you, and also the fact that I'm not sure when you can find the time to see each other and make date nights, but you know, it might be going to a game. It might be waiting for a podcast to finish, or, you know, being where you are calling a game. You guys make it work. That's a lot of work, too.
You know what's actually a little bit sad, Dawn, is that going to games used to be like the lifeblood. We like now don't, we can't.
There's not a lot of opportunities.
Yes,
yeah.
We're working or gone. So I've thought about that sometimes. It is honestly a little bit sad, but.
It is. You do make it sound way more intense what I do than what it actually is. Your description made it sound very dramatic, which is what you're good at.
Well, I thank you. Know,
we find a lot of little moments. There aren't too many vacations to Cabo or anything like that.
There are zero.
Zero. <Yeah. laughs> It's basically visiting the parents, and then that's about it for our travel. But, you know, little things, going to lunch at the end of the day when we're finished working. We've been watching old black and white movies recently, like Casablanca, The Maltese Falcon, and things like that. We have watched Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. So we've kind of got our shows. And that is, I think, a really important part through this entire thing, is having themes of movies or shows or something like that, that we're spending just time together with each other, because it's not easy to find those hours in the day all the time. But for us, we don't know anything different than that. I mean, I was joking around the other day about a time when she was in college, where it was a Saturday and I was in her dorm room with a friend of ours playing video games all day, waiting for her to get done calling a football game. Like, so it's never not been like this. So I think that for everyone, it wouldn't work, because the weekends are usually filled with stuff. You know, they play a lot of
holidays.
Yeah, they play a lot of sports. Holidays. You and I are at US Bank Stadium for a lot of holidays. and all that. But it's just always been our way. So even if our friends and family don't love it all the time with some of our scheduling, for us, that's just how it's always been.
Well, I want to thank you both for being an example of, first and foremost, great humans. Second of all, awesome professionals and really sticking to your passion, and that showing that there is a way to be a couple in this business supporting each other and kind of, you know, putting a light to the path for many people to come after you. So thank you guys both so much for joining me today. You're amazing.
Well, thank you, Dawn. And I also have to say, just from my perspective, it's just been so great to have someone like you supporting me. I mean, bringing me on TV to talk about the Vikings and things like that, which is obviously a great promotion for Purple Insider. But just even when we see each other in the hall, you know, kind of just chatting it up. And you've always been so supportive of both of us, really, since the moment we got here. And I just can't thank you enough.
Oh, you guys are awesome. I support talent and good people. I know. I sat down with you, Sloan, a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah,
so I just feel like people, cream rises to the top, so you should shout it from the rooftop. So there you go.
Love it.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Maybe this was kind of like a date morning for you guys, right?
Yeah.
Honestly, yes.
A little bit, yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks so much and continued success. I know that it's not just basketball you're calling. I know that you're moving on to other sports. So for you, Sloan, and Matt, you're about to go into your busy season. So I really appreciate the time this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Dawn. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dawn.
Thank you.